Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the Midday News. As France's vaccination campaign aims to pick up speed, from today, GPs will now be able to administer the AstraZeneca vaccines from their surgeries. Patients between the ages of 50 to 64 who are suffering from chronic illness will be given the option to take up the service. Vaccinations are also beginning to roll out within businesses through their occupational health departments. As COVID numbers continue to rise in the Moselle area, security measures are being strengthened along the French-German border as of next Monday. Cross-border workers who want to cross for reasons outside professional ones will have to provide a negative PCR test. Joint collaboration between German and French police controls will be implemented. A vast network of fraudulent partial unemployment claims has been uncovered by a police investigation. Four people have been arrested in Saint-Étienne, Isère and Bouches-du-Rhône. Eight fake companies were set up to claim government aid illegally, an amount which has totaled nearly 2.5 million euros. Six youths have been taken into custody for questioning over the death of a 14-year-old girl in Saint-Chéron in the Essonne on Monday. One of the group has admitted to stabbing her and has been charged with murder, aggravated violence and intent to commit violence. While he has already been detained, the five others, aged between 14 and 16, are still under judicial review. And finally, as is tradition prior to each Olympic Games, the Olympic flame will soon be making its journey to the four corners of the host country, in this case Japan. It will leave Fukushima on March the 25th and will reach Tokyo's National Stadium on July the 23rd. While the torchbearers will be permitted to run without masks, spectators lining the route will be limited. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.